Welcome to episode 168 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I just want to take a few short minutes to introduce a new series of articles I'm going to be bringing you on the Active Photographer website. It's called Q&A 500, and the premise of the series is very simple. Less is definitely more. So, with that in mind, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 168. It's coming up to 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and I am in my office just trying to do a little bit of work just to round off the week. Now, it has been a busy, busy week, aren't they always? And it's been a busy start to the year, as I've mentioned before. But there's something that's sort of been on my mind this week, and I've basically what this boils down to is I've got something new to release to you guys, a new series. So let me just give you a bit of background first of all. I've got in front of me here a traditional notebook. A lot of you know that I invariably carry a notebook and pen pretty much everywhere I go, not always, because then I have my phone if needs be to make notes on. But I have found myself at various points this week being away from the office or waiting to go and see people or do things. And rather than just having empty sort of dead space, as it were, dead time, I have taken the opportunity to make notes about things that I want to do through the year. And there's all sorts of other stuff coming up, and I'm not going to tell you any of the things that are in my notebook at the moment. But let me give you a bit of background to this initial idea. A lot of you know, of course, by now that I love photography. I love the outdoors. I love what I do. And a lot of people tell me that I'm always very enthusiastic. When I'm talking about what I do or explaining stuff, it's really obvious that, like, that passion, I suppose, comes across. Now, as a writer, and a lot of you know that as well as a photographer, I'm a writer, and my photography and my words go together to create features in magazines and so forth. Now, the difficulty with expressing and writing about a topic, say a technique in photography, is that as well as having to think about who your audience is and making sure that you're not sort of going over the top, you're not blinding people with science, you also have to be aware that you're not going to lose your reader or your audience. So with the podcast, for example, regular listeners will know that I tend to keep it to about half an hour, because half an hour is a good amount of time for people if they're on a commute or have a bit of free time of an evening or a lunch break or anything. That's enough just to be able to take in a bit of information. If I was to release one of these podcasts that was an hour and 45 minutes, I don't know about you, but I kind of don't have the time or the concentration, unless I have, maybe if I'm editing pictures and I just have a long day ahead of me just working through pictures, that's just about the only time that I would ever really listen to a podcast that's over an hour long. And the feedback I've had is that you really like the format and the duration that these podcasts tend to be. And, you know, the average is around about 26 minutes, I guess. Some of them go a little bit longer, to about maybe 35 minutes. Some are even shorter, to maybe 20 odd minutes. So earlier in the week, having pitched some ideas to magazines for features and having a bit of an admin day and a clear up on my computer, I made a start on that. All this sort of thing. I was thinking, do you know what? I want to kind of tidy everything up. And in that process, it just got me thinking about, the length of the posts that I put on the Active Photographer. Now, history has shown that when I produce quite short pieces, bizarrely, those seem to be, whether it's coincidence because of the because of the subject matter, or whether it's because they're shorter, those pieces always seem to be very well received. So I'll give you a couple of examples. I'm just going to get the website up here. Going back some time, I wrote an article called Sandbags, Bags of Sand. And it is exactly that. It's one picture, a very short piece, just talking about how I use sandbags, examples of what you can use to fill them, and just that was it. There's sort of a bit more to it than that, of course, but very, very simple. Then I wrote a piece a while back called Gotta Love a Dry Bag, all about how the Humble Dry Bag is a really useful piece of kit for keeping your equipment, your clothes, your food, whatever, secure and dry in your rucksack or wherever it might be. That was another fairly short piece. So knowing that those pieces are always very well received, I thought I would set myself a challenge. I'd say a challenge. It makes it sound as though it's daunting. It's not. I just think it's a good practice, and I'll elaborate on this in a minute. It's a good practice to kind of limit yourself in order to produce better content. So to use an example with photography, and you've heard me say about this in the past, if you limit yourself during a day, for example, or an hour or whatever it might be, to one camera, one lens, and maybe one subject matter or one technique or something, by concentrating just like that, you end up exploring the scene better. Because you don't have a zoom if you're using, say, a 50mm lens, a prime lens. You have to move around the scene, explore the subject, what have you. You actually end up seeing the process, exploring and producing some fine results. So for me, what I've decided for this new series, and I'm thinking in my mind, I'm going to start it off as maybe something that's maybe once or twice a month. If it proves popular, I might do it a bit more. If the format proves popular, I might extend it to my other articles, still keeping some that are a little bit longer. But what I want to do is set up a new series that I'm going to call Q&A 500. And it really is that simple. I would like you to post or send or however you want to get them to me, deliver questions to me for me to answer in 500 words. No more. The only other words would be probably the title of the blog post. When I get talking, you know that I just get so involved, and it is easy to over talk something when you're talking about how you love photographing in the outdoors, for example. People are the same with cars. If you're passionate about Ferraris, for example, some people, you just can't get them to shut up talking about the heritage of Ferrari. Now, I can't really elaborate on it anymore because I just want to keep it nice and simple. So this is going to be in true solidarity to this this premise. I'm going to keep this podcast nice and short this week. But as I record this, it's the end of a month Let me just have a look. Let me see. Today is the end of the month. The first is the Sunday tomorrow. So the podcast, of course, goes out on a Monday. That will be the second. I am going to have this as the introduction to this series. And from hopefully someone in this coming week, I will make the first, I will release the first article surrounding Q&A 500. Now, just to give you a bit of idea, what have you, your question can be pretty much anything. It can be about me as a photographer, how I got into it, why I got into it, what I like to photograph most, what are my favorite cameras or lenses or any of this sort of thing. You can ask about techniques. You can ask about the podcast and how I put the podcast together, if that interests you. It really is a very open platform for you. If you, if you've been listening, for some time, and this now is, this is, I believe, episode 168 of the podcast. Let me just double check that. Now I've said that. This is episode 168 of the regular podcasts. And of course, there have been extra sort of like bonus ones along the way. But if you've been listening all this time or reading my pieces on the website and you've always wanted to ask me a question, well, you know, I always encourage people to get involved and interact anyway, but this is a perfect example for you to ask those questions. There's no such thing as a silly question. Just bear in mind that I am going to be limiting my answers to 500 words, because if I don't, then the whole series is just silly. You know, there's no point. I'm just thinking if there's anything else I should add to that. I'll give you sort of like almost a case in point. You know, I'm sat here. It's a Saturday. It's the end of the week. It's been a busy, productive week. My mind is kind of just still ticking over things. And I had started writing a little piece for the website about Q&A 500. And I got about 180 odd words into it, and I thought, do you know what, some days as a writer, we've all heard about writer's block, you know, and it applies also to photography, if you're trying to come up with concepts or if you're trying to push a project forward. There are days where you just can't concentrate, you can't think about what you're trying to do and all the rest of it. And I was just having one of those mornings today where I thought, right, I'm going to introduce this new series. And I thought, you know, it's such a simple thing, but for some reason, I think probably because I've got other articles that I'm writing for magazines and other posts for the website that I'm kind of a bigger pieces that need my attention. I think I kind of almost wasn't concentrating quite enough, if that makes sense. So I just decided to record this, and because I was going to be putting the podcast together today anyway. I don't always do it on a Sunday, but where this week has been so busy, I decided today was the day. And as I record this now, I've only got just under I've got just under 2 hours before I have to down tools and go and sort of take care of other things. So I haven't got a lot of time. So that is basically it, I think. If you have heard me talking about something in the past and you thought that maybe I could have elaborated on it, or if there was something that I didn't quite explain enough for you to fully understand it, or it just, if there was something that just got you thinking about I'll give you an example. I often go out into the woods and I take a tarp with me, a form of basic shelter, which I can set up. So on a day like today where it's all drizzly and cold and what have you, it gives a little bit of protection. I can sit there. I can even take my computer and sit and write or even do some editing, or not that I edit on a laptop. I wait until I'm using a bigger screen in my office. You know, something like a tarp, it's something I use a lot. It's a lot of people are interested in tarps. It's, you know, it's one of those things I always take with me in all weathers and all through the year when I'm heading outdoors like that. If you've been intrigued by anything about that to do with the way it's set up, the options for using that, how I would use it as a shelter in during a photo shoot, for example, I've done that, of course. Any of these things, just let me know. It's really an open, like I say, an open platform to your questions and your ideas, and we'll take it slowly, see how we go, and we'll take it from there. And over the coming weeks, we'll see where it or how it progresses. Okay, so looking at the time on here, we are basically 15 and a half minutes. It's going to be about 16 minutes by the time I'm finished. Pretty much exactly half of what a regular podcast show would be. So, you know, if I'm thinking that I might write a 1,000 word or 1,200 word write up on the website, and I want to slim it down to 500, it's exactly the same format. So I'm going to leave it there. Like I say, I really look forward to hearing your ideas and questions and what have you. But for now, I will leave it there. As I said, there are many ways to get your questions to me, the easiest of which you will hear shortly. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.